はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、のぞみです。
Marky here. Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Once again, I'm here in the studio with the lovely Nozomi-san.
はい、ありがとうございます。
元気ですか？
はい、元気です。
So I have to say, it is wonderful to have you back in the studio again.
ありがとうございます。
And what is today's lesson?
またまた Aomori 弁です。
Yes, we're doing Aomori 弁 again. So before we start, I'd like to ask you a couple questions aboutAomori Prefecture.
はい。
In your opinion, what is Aomori most famous for?
もちろんそれはリンゴですね。 Of course, Aomori is famous for apples.
Famous for apples?
Yes.
Actually, I heard that Aomori is the number one producer of apples in all of Japan.
Yes, that's right.
Are there any other famous vegetables growing in Aomori?
Yes, famous for garlic. 特に Aomori のニンニクは美味しいですよ。Especially, Aomori ニンニク is very delicious.
Yeah, actually, I have another statistic here. It is the number two producer of garlic in Japan.
はい。
Do you know where number one is?
In Japan? Ibaraki.
Ibaraki?
Yeah.
Ibaraki Prefecture?
Yeah. No?
I don't know. I'm asking you. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe we can research that, but I have no reason to not believe you.
Yeah.
Okay, next I wanted to ask you about another famous place in Aomori, Hirosaki Park.
Yes, very famous.
Why is this place famous?
There are a lot of cherry blossom trees.
Yes, there are a lot of cherry blossoms in Hirosaki Park. Also, it's the oldest commissioned park in Japan. The government built this park in 1882.
I didn't know.
Basically, that is like 10 or 20 years into the Meiji period. So this park is maybe older than Ueno Park in Tokyo.
Wow!
Yeah.
Unbelievable! Yeah! And also, there is a castle in Hirosaki.
There's a castle there?
Yes, in Hirosaki Park.
What's the name of the castle?
Hirosaki-jo.
What do you think is the best time of year to visit Hirosaki? Should I go in the winter?
No, we have a lot of snow in winter. So I think spring is the best because there are many cherry blossoms surrounding Hirosaki Castle and it's very beautiful.
All right, that said, let's get into our lesson.Today we are listening to two characters.
Uh-huh.
What are their names?
Sho-kun to Yuki-san desu.
Yes, Sho and Yuki are back. And today Sho has a problem.
Yes, he had a bad grade on his test.
So let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see it.
Here we go.
Yabe, mada testo no tensu waru gatta ja. Dosube.
Nashite sotta ni mai ne.
めぐせべよ。かっちゃさも叱られるんだね。どうせば。
投げてまえば?
んだ、投げるわ。
もう一度、お願いします。ゆっくり、お願いします。
やべえ。まだ、テストの点数、悪かったじゃ。どうすべ。
なしてそったにまいね。
めぐせべよ。かっちゃさも叱られるんだね。どせば。
なげてまえば。
んだ、なげるわ。
次は英語が入ります。
やべえ。まだテストの点数悪かったじゃ。どすべ。
Oh man, I got a bad grade on my test again. What should I do?
なしてそったにまいね。Why is that so bad?
めぐせべよ。かっちゃさも叱られるんだね。どうせば。
It's embarrassing. Plus my mom's gonna chew me out. What can I do?
投げてまえば。Why don't you throw it away?
んだ、投げるわ。
Yeah, I'll throw it away. So, Nozomi-san.
Yes.
今日の会話はどうでしたか?
翔くんもゆきさんもとっても悪い子ですね。
So you think they're both bad characters?
Yes, そうですね。
なるほどね。
翔くんはもっと勉強しなければなりませんね。
翔くん has to study more?
Yes.
I think so too. Today's lesson was very short.
Yes.
So let's get right into the vocabulary today.
はい。
Okay, our first word is...
やべ。
And this word is what in standard Japanese?
やばい。
I hear this word every day.
はい、よく聞きますね。
And I think it's very difficult to translate this word into English. In this case, it has a kind of negative meaning, right?
はい。
Yeah, he's really freaking out about his test. So he says, やばい。
Yes, yes.
So this is like, oh no.
Yes, or...Oh my god.
Yeah, he's really worried. Can this word have a positive meaning?
Yes. 今日はやばい天気がいいね。
Okay, how can we translate that? Today's weather is...
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Or...
So good it's insane? Something like that?
Yes.
I love that word. I love やばい. Okay, all right. Let's try our next word here.
悪かったじゃ。
How would you say this in standard Japanese?
悪かったよ。
Okay, and again, we've had this じゃ ending in all of the listening activities. So this particle connects to the verb.
Yes.
And it basically makes the verb stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So basically he's saying it was bad.
Yeah,
it was really bad.
Yeah.
Next phrase.
どうすべ。
We saw this in the last lesson also.What is this in standard Japanese?
どうしよう?
What should I do?
Yes.
We saw this be in another listening activity. This is actually three words, right? どう? How?
はい。
す?
はい。
do?
do?
Connected with be?
はい。
And the すべ?
はい。
is しよう。 So this makes the dictionary form of the verb into the conditional form.
はい。
This be is very typical of Aomori dialect.
Yes.
Our next word.
なして?
This means?
なんで? なぜ?
This means why.
Yes.
Can you give us the sentence from the lesson?
なしてそんなに前ね?
In standard Japanese, this would be...
どうしてそんなにいけないの?
In our first Aomori Ben lesson, we had kotta.Which is konna in standard Japanese, right?
はい。
Now we have...
Sota.
Which is...
Sonna.
The last word in the sentence is... Mai ne.
はい。いけない。ダメ。
Like a very strong no.
はい。
And we'll talk more about this in the grammar write-up in the PDF, so be sure to check that out. Our next word is...
Meguse.
And in the lesson, this appears as...
めぐせべよ。
How would you explain めぐせ?
めぐせ means 恥ずかしい。
Okay, our next word is?
かっちゃ。
And we saw this in the last lesson. This means?
お母さん、mother.
Next is?
どうせば。
And this means?
どうすれば。どうすればいい?
How would you translate that?
What should I do?
Is this the same as どうすべ and どうしよう?
Yes, basically.
Okay, our next phrase is...
投げてまえば。
And in standard Japanese?
捨ててしまえば。
And how would you translate this?
Why don't you throw it away?
Yes, why don't you throw it away? And again, in the PDF, we will have a detailed write-up about that grammar point. We're running out of time, so I recommend that you check out the PDF. In there, we'll have a detailed write-up about the grammar points.And also, I'll try to include a few pictures of Hirosaki to give the listeners some ideas about Aomori. So, またね!
Bye-bye!